the sun is shining and all of my favorite plant friends are popping up right now. Speaking of plants, what are you growing this year? Do you know? Do you know what kind of medicine will be in your garden? Or are you still trying to figure it out? Totally okay if you're still trying to figure it out. We're all growing and learning on this journey, right? But if you want some help, I do have a family medicine garden guide. It's basically 10 essential herbs that I feel like every mom needs to know and grow in their yard. I give you some growing tips and ways that you can use it as medicine, and it's totally free. So if you want that, I'm going to pop a link in the show notes here for you to grab it and get your hands digging in the dirt and growing incredible medicine for you and your family. Hello, and welcome to The Herbalist Path, a podcast where you'll discover how to make your own herbal remedies at home so that you can take better care of yourself, better care of your family, and better care of our planet. I'm Mel. I'm a clinical herbalist, environmental educator, and mountain living mama with this crazy passion for teaching more mamas and their little loves how to use plants as medicine in a safe, effective, and tasty way so that there can be an herbalist in every home again. It's an absolute honor to have you on the journey down the herbalist path with me so that together, we can make herbalism. Hashtag spread like wildflowers. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode on the Herbalist Path. I am so happy that you're here because you are such an essential part of making this herbalism thing spread like wildflowers, which honestly is my entire mission. Like, I truly, truly believe that the more people that learn to use plants as medicine, the better off this precious planet is going to become. And so in today's episode, I wanted to share a bit of my story and how I got on this herbalist path. I know I bring a lot of other herbalists and amazing people in as guests, and I love to hear their stories because it's so inspiring, right? Like, it's just really cool to hear the many different ways that people get into plant medicine. And really, we're all here seeking a better alternative than our Western healthcare system, and maybe something that is more affordable for our family, or something that is more sustainable for our family, for our health, for our budget, for the planet, for all of those things, all things that are incredibly important. And honestly, if I look back in the beginnings, like when the first seeds were planted in my herbalism journey, I would have never guessed that I would be here 20 something years later doing what I do today. It all started for me, like, my background is in environmental and experiential education because I've always had like this love and awe and fascination with nature and always thought I'd be a teacher when I was a young girl. And I just wanted to do anything that I could to be outside. So I started doing like nature hikes and trails, walks with young children. I eventually became a backpacking guide and a wilderness therapist. And that's when it really started hitting for me, or like the connections started to be made, because I found that people were paying me all this money to walk them to these most incredibly beautiful, sacred spaces. Spaces that were so special, yet they were carrying toxic, nasty products that were not only harmful for their bodies, but what really got me was that it was bad for our planet and the very beautiful places that I was being paid to take them to. And it just frustrated me. And so at that moment, I was like, there's got to be something. There's got to be an alternative to DEET. There's got to be an alternative to all these like chemical filled yuck yuck things in their first aid kits. And I started buying books. I bought lots and lots of books and started trying to do the research. And then I started taking some classes online. And this is way back in the early 2000s. So they weren't awesome back then. But it got me started and it got me like curious about all of these things and dreaming of the natural first aid kit that I could get into these adventure seekers packs. And it was cool. And then I started to like realize as I was out there hiking in these incredibly beautiful places, I'm like, oh, that's a plant that is actually medicine. Wow. And then like it just kind of kept snowballing and snowballing and snowballing. And the fascination just never ended. I kept finding more books that I needed. And then I started learning with teachers and going on herb walks and joining herbal programs and going to herbal conferences. And I just got immersed in it, whether I knew it was coming or not. I ended up starting to make those natural first aid products and I would pass them around my community and people were loving them. And I'm like, but why are they loving them? What's really going on here? Right. And I wanted to go like deeper than that. I wanted to go deeper than, oh, you take this herb for this problem, or, oh, this herb does that, or the overly popularized term I see on the internet. This herb is the whatever kind of pharmaceutical substitute. That stuff chaps my hide when I see it because it's just not safe, nor is it accurate. And it's unfortunate. It's just a huge part of the rampant barrel of misinformation that is on the internet. Yeah. I know that also, like, it can be overwhelming. Like, here I am 20 plus years later, and I'm still learning. Like, I still take herb classes. I love it. I'm learning when I'm writing my own herb classes. Like, sure, I can talk about herbs that I've been using and working with for 20 plus years, but I still learn more when I write those lessons. And I think that might be like why I love teaching so much. And I think about like some of the times when I was running my product line and like I formulated all my products like 15 years ago and I didn't really play with them anymore. Like I did the formulations and sometimes I would hear from customers that were like, wow, this really did this amazing thing for me. I've slept better than I've slept in years or something like that. And I remember just being like, really? Is that really true? Like I had this inner doubt that these herbs really work. Like I was still skeptical no matter how much I had studied and read and touched the plants and felt the plants and saw the differences they made and heard from my customers what was happening for them. I still had this skepticism because there's just so much to learn and it's so different from what we're trained in the world of Western medicine, right? It's totally different because in Western medicine, they just want us to like be completely reliant on their pills and their, you know, their instant fix things that mask the problem and don't actually address the problem and actually heal people. So I think like one particular instance of this like overwhelm situation, or maybe it was skepticism, or I don't know. I had doubt in my skills. Maybe it was quite a while back. I mean, my daughter's almost 10. She'll be 10 shortly after this podcast episode airs. Holy moly. I've got a double digits baby, but she was around 2 and she just never really got sick as a baby. And I remember she got sick and I was maybe in like year 2 or 3 of like my deep clinical studies at the program I was in. So I already had a good apothecary. I already had great knowledge of like how to use herbs, yet I was freaking out. Like my baby girl was sick and like that ain't cool. And so I called my doctor. She's amazing. She's a naturopath. And I just remember like, oh my gosh, these are the symptoms happening. These are the things happening. What do I do? Ah, do we need to come see you? And she's like, I kid you not. She's like, Mel, take a deep breath and know that you know exactly what to do right now. You don't need to come see me. You know how to handle this. And I was like, really? I do? Like, are you serious? I really, really do. And again, like, I had already been using herbs. Like, my daughter's 10 now, so that was 8 years ago. I have been doing this since 1999. I'll let you guys do all the math on it. But I had been using them that long, and I still, like, doubted myself. And I still doubted my skills. Or maybe I was doubting the plants. I don't know. Maybe it was just mama bear freakout mode. But shortly after I got off that call and I let it register that, like, yeah, you know what? She's right. I do know exactly what to do. I do have everything on hand. And it was at that moment that I was like, hot diggity dog. And I felt this level of empowerment and this level of, like, I got this. This is so freaking cool. Maybe I'm nerding out on it, but, like, it's just this amazing, amazing feeling. And it's a feeling I'm seeing my students have inside of Apothecary Mamas. And it is such an incredibly high honor to watch them learn how to heal their friends and their family members. To watch them say, my family member never believed in this stuff before, but now I have made this kind of thing for them. And they can't get enough. They're begging me for more. They don't ask me to go to the doctor or the drugstore anymore. It's amazing. It's amazing. Anyways, it's such an honor to do that. And it really brings me to why I created Apothecary Mama. So if you don't know, Apothecary Mama is this herbal mentorship that I run, and it is a community, and it is also a program where I teach moms how to feel really, really confident choosing the right herbal remedies at the right time for their kiddos. Cool news is, like, we're very specific for kids, everything from pregnancy all the way to emptying the nest. And sometimes people will be like, but what about me? Like, I'm a grown up. What about me? And here's a gig. Like, what works for your kids is still going to work for you. It doesn't mean that it's a weak herb or ineffective. It just means that it's safe for kids, right? So it's still going to work really, really well for adults. It's more the stuff that is safe for adults that we need to consider for our kids could potentially be dangerous. So over the years, you know, obviously I ran my own product line. I talk about that a lot. I no longer run it, but I also ran my own herbal apothecary in my community and would formulate so many different things to help people heal themselves. And I've always been, like, a part of all these natural mama groups. And that's actually what happened when my kiddo was sick. I was, like, searching all the natural mom groups. And you know the groups I'm talking about where somebody's like, help, what do I do? My kid has a rash. And then you, like, you see the thread of 150 plus answers from people that have zero background in healthcare. More often than not, 98% of the answers are inaccurate or downright dangerous. They're everywhere on the internet, just like all of the misinformation on social media and even on Google. Like, if you didn't know, WebMD is not the place for you to get your herbal research from. It's deeper than that. But anyways, it's those kinds of things that made me create Apothecary Mama. I wanted to create a space that was completely safe for moms who are in that frantic fear mode of, like, what do I do? My kid is sick. Help. What do I do? And they're sick of using Western medicine, relying on empty drugstore shelves, or just feel disgusted by what's going on with Big Pharma. And they're so desperate for an answer, but then they get stuck down the Dr. Google rabbit hole. You get completely overwhelmed because there is so much conflicting information out there. You know what I mean, right? Like, have you ever had your kid with a sore throat or elderberries, for instance? This happened, like, insanity. Elderberry syrup. I love this stuff, right? Is it for everybody? No, no herb is for everybody. But, like, it was all the rage in the pandemic, partially. Because then there was all this, like, stuff spread all over the internet about cytokine storms and elderberries. And while elderberry syrup can absolutely activate cytokines, for you to deal with cytokine storm and it be a problem for you, you're already on your deathbed. So it's like silly little bits of misinformation, but somebody can say that it'll kill you. And then it's like, oh no, it's going to kill you. Yo, that's a bunch of horse poop. That's just one tiny, tiny explanation. And as you can tell, I get passionate about the misinformation on the interweb. So that's why I created Apothecary Mama. So it is a safe space for moms to come. They don't have to spend the hours searching down the Dr. Google rabbit hole. They instead come and ask me questions, or they go through the lessons inside of the portal. And after having a background in education and knowing how to teach different people, knowing that learning is a lot cooler when you make it fun. And yes, I'm fun. I can't help it. I'm cheesy. I'm very, very cheesy, but I'm very, very fun. If you don't like listening to this podcast, you don't want to become an apothecary mama. But if you do want to get really, really good at learning how to choose the right herbs at the right time and feeling really empowered and confident in herbal remedies and your decisions to use them, and also really empowered and confident to know when it's the time to go see a doctor, because those are okay. They're still good people. Like, there's still good people over there and we still need them. But we don't need them as much as the broken system would like us to believe. It's obviously overused and misused and abused and corrupt in all kinds of ways. But anyways, what I help you with in Apothecary Mama certainly goes much deeper than, hey, Mel, what herb do I take for this problem right now? Because I get this question in my DMs all the time. I have this problem. What herb should I take? I have this problem. What herb should I take? And you guys, we're trained to think that way, right? We're trained. We are conditioned to think, oh, we just take a pill and it fixes our problems, right? But in reality, it just masks that problem, right? And more often than not, causes even more problems with side effects down the road, where you then need a new instant fix pill for that problem, and you get the revolving cycle here, right? So you're probably listening to this because you don't want to use that system. You feel it's icky. You feel it's broken. Maybe you recognize the corruption within it, right? So if you are ready to make that shift and you are ready to start using more natural remedies in your world because you don't like that system, you've got to also shift the way you think about your healthcare. So it's not thinking about sick care. We need to be proactive. Okay. We need to think about things as a whole body system. We need to look for the root cause of the problem and choose herbs strategically in that way from there. And that's what I help you learn how to do inside of Apothecary Mama, so you can truly, truly feel empowered. And I do it with a few steps, simple steps. So there's lots of lessons in there. I do like all the lessons from pregnancy to emptying the nest, like whether we're talking like cankles or what herbs are safe in pregnancy, or my baby has colic, or my teenager has acne, or my elementary school kid has snot flying everywhere. What do? Like all the things that moms deal with. Maybe it's constipation. Maybe it's diarrhea. Whatever. It's inside of there because we have to deal with it as moms. And if it's not inside of there, it's going to be. So in each of those lessons, we do three main things in those. Those are our short lessons. They last like 5 to 30 minutes. And we start with understanding the human body and the symptoms or the issues that you're trying to treat, because this is absolutely foundational for you to be very competent in choosing the herbs that are going to work well with whatever issue you're trying to treat. And don't worry, I break down the human body stuff in very, very simple ways. I am not like a college anatomy and physiology professor. I make it easy for you to understand. And then we move on to the lifestyle choices and considerations, because believe it or not, what we're eating, how we're moving, our stress levels, and our toxins in our cleaners and our other places can really lead to a lot of health ailments. And if we choose to make different choices, it can rapidly turn your health around. And quite frankly, herbs are amazing and they can be really, really powerful. But if you're not willing to do some shifts in your lifestyle changes and you just keep throwing an herb on top of the problem, essentially what's happening is, let's call your symptom or your illness is like a giant bonfire. And whatever in your lifestyle that you're choosing to do is a log. So maybe let's say, I'm just throwing this out there. This isn't for everybody, but let's say it's gluten and each time you eat gluten, you have symptoms of whateveritis flaring up, but yet you continue to eat this gluten and you're throwing the logs on the fire, creating more and more inflammation till you have this raging 50-foot bonfire inside of your body, causing pain and irritation and whatever it may be. This is just one particular example. Now you start throwing herbs on your fire and you're like, herbs, come on, let's go. Let's go fight this fire, right? We're going to fight this problem, this inflammation. And the herbs are like, cool, let's do it. And you throw those herbs on. And because you're still throwing logs on the fire, those herbs are basically like a little squirt gun trying to put out your giant bonfire. And they have no chance of truly helping you. Now, if you decide to make the lifestyle choices and decisions, then you stop putting so many logs on your fire. The fire dies down. It goes down to 20 feet and 10 feet and 5 feet till it's just smoldering. And then we start to bring those herbs on to do the really powerful work that they can do for you or for any human body. Right? And then the herbs act like a fire hose, putting that fire out instead of acting like a squirt gun. Hey, I wanted to take a quick pause to show some love and gratitude to our sponsors of the Herbalist Path podcast, who make this show possible for me and possible for you too. So here it goes. I love this time of year. It's spring, the sun is shining, and all of our beautiful plant friends are popping up. It's amazing. Unless, of course, you're one of the millions of people who suffer from seasonal allergies. You know, the itchy, watery eyes, the sneezing and wheezing that's straight miserable. Thankfully, there are some amazing herbs that can help you with all of that. Just like the herbs inside of Kick-Ass Allergy from Wish Garden Herbs, one of my absolute favorite herbal companies out there. Kick-Ass Allergy, yes, I said ask without the K at the end. Anyways, this formula has yerba santa, nettles, echinacea for that immune support, and orange peels, all which come together to help dry up those excessive mucosal secretions. Yep, I'm talking about the sniffles and the stuffy nose, the watery eyes, and all that jazz. This blend also acts as a great expectorant and can help ease the swelling and inflammation in those mucosal tissues. It is a top go-to for seasonal allergies. And get this, they combine all those beautiful herbs with glycerin, so it actually tastes pretty darn good. Or should I say, it tastes kick-ass, without the K at the end. Anyways, if allergy season is miserable for you and you want a natural remedy that actually works for those itchy eyes and being all sneezy and wheezy, you have got to check out Wish Garden Herbs Kick-Ass Allergy. And for those of you with the little kiddos, no sweat, they've got a kick-it allergy too. And you pregnant mamas? You don't have to suffer either. They've got a kick-ass allergy formula just for you. So head over to wishgardenherbs.com or check out the link in the show notes and go grab yourself some kick-ass allergy so you can enjoy spring again. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's truly amazing. And that was a really long way of saying that I teach you how the body works. We talk about lifestyle choices and considerations to think about. And then in each lesson, we get to the herbs. Like, I know everybody wants me to just get to the herbs. Like, forget about all the other stuff. Just tell me the herbs that are going to be my instant fix pill. But I would be doing you a huge, huge disservice if I didn't help you understand the other stuff first. Because then you're just, again, trying to mask the problem with an herb, and it's just not how herbs work. So that is why my Apothecary Mama students are really getting it and really making leaps and bounds and telling me about how they're turning their 30-year diabetic mom's life completely around, where she's gone from not doing anything to now getting up and going and taking walks and saying, hey, I have a complete 360, or why their niece is a special needs kid who gets anxiety meds, but the herbs are working better for this particular child. And they don't have to go to the doctor's appointment once a month anymore. They haven't been there in many months, and they're feeling better than they ever have. Like, these are the kind of results and things I'm hearing from my students, and I cry. I'm not gonna lie. I get like an amazing amount of chills in my body, and darn it, I'm not supposed to cry on this. And I cry. I do, because it's so beautiful to watch people that are struggling with their health learn how to take their health back in their own hands and do it in a sustainable way that makes them feel great, that makes them feel empowered, that makes them feel healthy and alive and confident in what they are doing for their own healthcare and not trapped in a broken system. It's beautiful. Okay. I'm going to stop crying for now. The other things that we do inside of the Apothecary Mama mentorship is I do deep dive herbal workshops once a month. Actually, we do two. One is done by me, and the other one, I bring in other guest experts, really brilliant people, other amazing clinical herbalists, naturopathic physicians. I'm bringing in some doulas and some lactation experts, just somebody that's amazing in the field of natural health care that moms have to deal with. Once a month, teaching on what they are really great at. And then these workshops are like hour to hour and a half long workshops where we really dive deep and you really do learn in depth about what's going on with the body and how to choose the right things to help you and your family thrive. And then because like all the mini lessons are always ongoing and there's a lot in there already, there's going to always be more added in. It's almost impossible to have every single thing in there. And sometimes it's just overwhelming to go through it all when you're really new to herbalism. So I do biweekly live Q&A sessions. So when you have a question, you submit it into this form, and whether you can show up or not, because I understand busy mom life, I answer the question on the call, and then you can watch the replay on your time, on an app, on your time. Like, you can pop me on your phone and take me on a drive or dig in the garden or whatever, or whoever is teaching the particular class. But there's amazing questions that come through, like, how much do I give my kid? I heard this herb is terrible for you, or this herb is amazing. I just kind of bust a lot of the misinformation that has been happening out in the world and really help moms feel like, cool, I have a safe spot to go and ask these questions because I do the research for you. In fact, my students have to get their questions into me before on the Sunday before our call. So I have 3 days, two days really, to get answers for their questions and do the research and do high quality research. It's really invaluable. It's kind of like having your own clinical herbalist to ask all of your questions or to answer all of your questions and hold your hand as you go through learning and navigating this entirely new world of being able to heal yourself and your family. And it's beautiful, y'all. I have been building out Apothecary Mama for the last year now. And again, the things I hear from my students, the things I hear from my students' children learning alongside of them, Oh my gosh. The kids are amazing. They're learning these herbs too, and it's so beautiful. Like, my daughter's been immersed in it since day one, obviously, right? So that's just our life. But when I can watch a family who's never done this stuff and the kids are starting to learn and wanting to make medicine with their people or going outside and saying, hey, mom, is that a medicinal plant? And just getting inquisitive and curious about that natural world, that, y'all, is beautiful. That is beautiful. It's so cute. Anyways, Apothecary Mama is open for enrollment right now. And if you are even thinking about using more natural remedies in your home, but you don't know where to start, or maybe you've already started, but you're still overwhelmed and you just want a safe source to learn from, or maybe you're seeking a community where you can learn these things together with other moms and grandmas that are really passionate and wowed by learning about herbal medicine, I highly encourage you to join us. It is really beautiful seeing the connections that are happening. I will also say I have been working very hard and our community is no longer on Facebook, which is awesome. We have a very new community space and it is lovely and fun. And I can't wait to welcome you on the inside. If you have any questions about Apothecary Mama and what it is all about, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. Hit me up in the DMs on Instagram or on TikTok, or just email me, whatever it may be. I would love to hear from you and help you out down this herbalist path journey so that you can be the herbalist in your home, so that we can have an herbalist in every single home again, like it used to be when your ancestors were around. This, my friends, is how we come together and make herbalism spread like wildflowers, and I can't wait to do that with you. And if you don't join, that's fine too. Listen to the podcast. That is great. I am here for you, and I thank you so much for listening and tuning into this episode, and please go out and share it with your friends that need to know. Have a beautiful, beautiful week ahead. Until next time. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of The Herbalist Path. Being on this journey with you is absolutely incredible. If you dig this episode, please leave me a review on your favorite podcast player and share it with your friends so that together we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. On another note, I must mention that while I know you're getting some good info here, it's important to remember that this podcast is purely for entertainment and educational purposes and is not intended to be a substitute for medical treatment. While the information in this podcast is absolutely relevant, herbs work differently for each person and each condition. That's why I recommend you work with a qualified practitioner, whether that be another herbalist, a naturopath, or your doctor. So thank you again. I am truly honored that you're tuning into these episodes and on the path with me to make sure that there's an herbalist in every home again. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends so that we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. I wanted to take a quick pause to show some love and gratitude to our sponsors of the Herbalist Path podcast, who make this show possible for me and possible for you too. So here it goes. Medicinal mushrooms are all the rage these days, if you didn't know already. And with great reason, because they are powerful medicine that can improve your health and your life in so many different ways, when they're well made. Yeah, it's true. There's a lot of stuff on the market that isn't going to be so effective. And that's why you need to find a brand that you can actually trust.
For me, that brand is Whole Sun Wellness. And this is the creation of a brilliant woman and fellow mama, Jamie Bonfiglio. She's an international mushroom educator that has been working in the medicinal mushroom industry for years. And this is when she saw firsthand how many other companies take shortcuts when it comes to their products. And Jamie wasn't having it. She set out to build her company the right way. Whole Sun Wellness is here to raise the industry standards so those crap mushrooms on the market aren't getting into your body or your family's body. Whole Sun Wellness is the first company to test and report nutritional facts for all of their extracts. They go beyond industry standards every step of the way, from sourcing to extraction and final testing. And as the owners of the largest medicinal mushroom farm in the United States, Whole Sun Wellness is taking control of their supply chain for the highest quality and absolute full transparency. They're even the first company to include pure mycelium extract in every single product. So when you're thinking of getting medicinal mushrooms for you and your family, Whole Sun Wellness is exactly the ones you want. Also, be sure to check out their new Mycolites. These are the world's first dissolvable electrolyte tablets. They're featuring functional mushroom extracts that'll give you more energy, more stamina, and recovery as well. And who couldn't use all of that? The other thing is, they are these adorable little mushroom-shaped tablets, and they come in like a little Altoids box, but way cooler than Altoids, because they're Mycolites. Anyways, head to wholesunwellness.com to grab yourself some Mycolites and all of the other functional medicinal mushrooms that you and your family need. And of course, you can grab that link right here in the show notes now.